could have been done by a shop girl. Standing behind the counter would have been murder on his leg, so he'd taken one of the rocking chairs for sale, moved it beside the register, and set an ottoman in front of it. Settled into this seat, he could see anyone entering the shop and into most of the aisles of goods. A bell rang and announced the opening of the front door. In stepped Matty Mahoney. Rick sighed and stood up. Rose's predisposition was to dislike on sight most of Rick's friends, and Matty was one of the reasons why. Some of Rick's business actions walked a fine line between honest and dishonest. Matty's kind of deal usually crashed through that line without breaking. The weasel-like little man wore a tattered fedora and a working man's shirt and trousers, which was ironic since Rick was sure the man hadn't worked a straight job since doing his teenage street corner newspaper sales. Matty carried a stained brown paper bag in one hand. Matty turned around and cast furtive glances up and down the street through the front window. He had the look of a man holding a pair of threes with his life savings already thrown in the pot. Apparently satisfied that he'd entered the shop unobserved, he turned to see Rick. Matty assumed an unconvincing smile. "Ricky, old pal," he said. "How's tricks?"
"Not bad. Long time no see, Matty."
"Well, you know me. Always a new deal, always on the move. Always a step ahead of the police," Rick said. "Such a kidder, Ricky, really. But I've got something for you. Something one of your high roller customers would like." Matty put the paper bag on the counter. He reached in and pulled out something secured in a white silk bag. Matty untied the bag and slid out a larger-than-life-sized, stone-sculpted human hand. Rick raised an eyebrow. The stone looked like jade.
"May I?" Rick said.
"Sure, sure. That's solid jade there, 100%. Rick picked up the hand. The heft and the coldness confirmed it was solid stone. He turned the piece under the light. The polished surface was perfectly smooth and the seams between stones nearly imperceptible. This piece was the real deal.
"What's a nice girl like you," Rick said to the jade hand, "doing with a mug like this guy?"
"Hey, watch it, Ricky. This is on the up and up. Totally legit. I knew a guy who knew a guy and I got it cheap. Rich folks are getting desperate in this depression, you know?"
Rick knew they were. He'd seen them come into the shop ready to dump valuable heirlooms to make ends meet. "You can leave it on consignment. I'll pay you when it sells."
Matty's face fell. "Oh, Ricky, that ain't no good. I'm looking for cash now. I got some pressing bills, you know?"
Given Matty's history, Rick guessed Matty's bill collectors were the kind who charged high interest and broke bones for non-payment.
"What do you say you buy it, huh?" Matty said.
"What do you want for it?" Matty gave him a price. It was as much money as Rick and Rose had in their savings account. But it was also a third of what this piece was worth, even just for the weight of the jade.
"This thing isn't cursed, is it?" Rick said with a smile. Fear filled Matty's face.
"What? No, nothing like that. Come on, Ricky, what do you say? Help a fellow out in a jam?"
Rick rubbed a finger against the hand's glossy finish. This was exactly the kind of thing he was always telling Rose they should buy, something with a low-end price that was good for a high-end sale. Things might get financially tight for a while, but when this sold, they'd be on easy street for sure. Rick noticed something printed on the silk bag. He flipped it over and revealed a stitched logo of a sword and a shield. Beneath it was stitched, "Grand Duchy Museum."
"Oh, that," Matty said. "I had that bag lying around. Thought it would keep the jade from being scratched."
Rick looked sideways at Matty. Kids told better lies. But Rick had handled items with questionable provenance before. Just not items with this much of a potential payday attached to them.
"You have a deal," Rick said. "I'll cut you a check."
Matty looked so relieved, Rick was afraid the guy was going to hug and kiss him.
"That's my boy. I tell everyone, Rick's the one who will give you a fair shake. Trust me, you won't regret this."
Rick had been holding the hand for a few moments. It still felt unnaturally cold. Second thoughts about this purchase popped into his head. He pushed them away. He needed to trust his gut on this one. Matty was right. He wouldn't regret it. Once he'd explained it to Rose, that is.
Chapter 2.